You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the wild foul guy.
They call him Rock the Riders.
Rock.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
Yo, what up, Riders? This is Jay Christian from the Cognac Room Podcast. Brother, I just want to congratulate you on 100 episodes. You're doing your thing, and I'm proud of you. Just keep up the great work, man. Do not take your foot off the gas, bro. Keep going.
Hey, Riders. I just wanted to drop by and say congratulations on making 100 episodes. As you know, as being a new podcaster, this thing is so intimidating, but so exhilarating in so many ways. And the fact that you've been able to achieve 100 episodes consecutively is a big achievement. And congratulations on doing that. I love your work. I love you as a mentor. I'm looking forward to seeing 100 more, listening to 100 more. So once again, congratulations. Love the work that you do. Love the inspiration that you provide. And like I said, being a mentor and everything else, glad to be able to work alongside you, know you. I'm very proud of you. Congratulations.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today. Y'all know me as one half of the Frocast, but I came to show love to Riders today on the milestone of 100 episodes, man. Shout out to you, Riders, man. Stay consistent, stay with the good content, and keep dropping shit that people want to listen to, man. Yo, salute to you again. Congratulations, and you a real podcaster now, baby.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your partner, Uncle Dolomite, host of the Too Much Game Podcast. Dropping through the show love and say congratulations to the homie Riders on 100 episodes. That's a big fucking accomplishment, dog. Most podcasts don't even make it to fucking 12. And he got 100 of them things. Man, here's to 1,000 more. Congratulations, homie.
Yo, it's your man Harrison from the 8192 Podcast. You're kicking it with my man Riders from the Riders Live Podcast. You know he's about to drop some fire, so sit back and continue to listen to one of the dopest podcasts out.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to my 3-year podversary. So my 3-year podcast anniversary is December 14th. And I've been doing this for 3 years. One of my biggest milestones has been making it to 100 episodes. So I'm past 100 episodes. This is actually episode 160, the Podversary. And I want to thank all of the listeners for rocking with me during these 3 years. So My first episode was my favorite traditional and non-traditional Christmas movies. I was finding my way. I thought that would be an original way to kick off the podcast. So that's what I did. I started out as a pandemic podcaster. We couldn't go nowhere. For those who don't know, I'm also a rap artist. So I couldn't do no shows. And besides going on Instagram, Facebook, things of that nature, I decided to start a podcast so I could stay in contact with my fans for the music. But it actually grew into something bigger than I ever imagined. You know, the podcast has snowballed and it's became a huge success over the years, and I couldn't have did that without you, the listeners, and the people in the podcast community that's helped me on this journey. So I want to thank everybody who've been listening and making the Riders Live podcast one of the top podcasts in the world. And whatever reason you come and listen to the show for, whether it's the What's Poppin' segment, whether it's the What's Poppin' Artist of the Day, whether it's me dropping the mic, or if it's me just talking to y'all, breathing over the mic consistently every week, I appreciate that. So, let's get it.
Yeah. Fourth quarter. First I started off with one border, then I couldn't stop second quarter. Turned it up a notch third quarter. Now it's show time fourth quarter. First I started off with one border, then I couldn't stop second quarter. Turned it up a notch third quarter. Now it's show time fourth quarter. Fourth quarter discussion, who talking nice and who bluffing. I put my foot on some neck and call my name like a pumpkin. Ain't no matching my skills, I'm in your head like a cushion. To the knowledge I learned, it did not pass the circumference. Switch another receipt, look at the flick of the wrist. How I turn nothing to something, so now they think I'm a glitch. Nah, I'm as real as a kid, no dollars, it don't make sense. So shit been all the way up since I done got off the bench. Fourth quarter we hit, and we gon' keep on pressing. It's been a hell of a year, but we gon' keep on stepping. You can't fail if you try, wipe it off like a squeezy, why I don't pay him no mind. Watch him cry when I three-peat. I'm from the bottom like CV, plus I'm on fire like Weezy. You cannot see me like CV, so I suggest you breathe easy. Ain't no rest when you next up. Oh, you know it's showtime. Fourth quarter, homie, check up. Yes, sir. First I started off with one border, then I couldn't stop second quarter. Turned it up a notch third quarter. Now it's showtime. Fourth quarter. First I started off with one border, then I couldn't stop second quarter. Turned it up a notch third quarter. Now it's showtime fourth quarter. I'm in this game by myself, my opponents ain't on shit. I ain't got no team yet, though I know a lot of clicks. But it's mutual respect, cause they know I get it in. Like a key to a lock, a red cup to some hint. I'm going down in history as most clever with the ride. The quarters come on every year, so ain't no way that this gon' stop. It's impossible, according to the Gregorian calendar. The more teachers I learn, the more I don't need a manager. I'm like Nas, won't get my lines, he gets down the line. By then I'm on the island with the pressure, sipping wine with my pinky finger up. Glad I never gave it up. Used to play the background, got a taste and ate it up. Ain't nothing wrong with dreaming, only problem waking up. Now it's you versus reality, I cannot make this up. You can catch me outside like I'm down by three. Shutting shit down, trying to slide OT. G. First I started off with one border, then I couldn't stop second quarter. Turned it up a notch third quarter. Now it's showtime fourth quarter. First I started off with one border, then I couldn't stop second quarter. Turned it up a notch third quarter. Now it's showtime fourth quarter.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out tonight. I appreciate that. G-Dot. Giddy.
It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. But we're gonna do it different.
100번째 팟캐스트 에피소드가 된 것을 축하드립니다.
Rodis en vivo, felicitaciones en tu episodio 100. Yay!
Felicitaciones a Rodis en su episodio número 100.
What up, y'all? It's your girl Shan from shanbepodden.com. Shanbepodden on IG, TikTok, all of that. Cozy Moon Podcast, She Gets a Podcast, The Real Relationship Report Podcast, La Mouse Stereo, and so with Patreon. Bit. Anyway, I am here to give some what throat to Rada's podcast, okay? Because he's been on the mic giving us what we need to hear all year. And 2022 has came and went, but what we learn when people podcast like this is vital. Vital to the understanding of culture, vital to the understanding of people, vital to the understanding of how to take care of yourself. So I just want to thank you for spitting what you spit on this mic, giving us content, and giving people who appreciate true culture, true hip-hop, genuineness in society, something to think about. Thank you. Thank you so much. Peace.
Radus, a gratulujemy z okazji setnej edycji programu i życzymy powodzenia.
Hey everyone, this is Ashley Janae, and I'm the host of Inspiring Discussions and Wrestling Discussions that's available on all streaming platforms, and I'm listening to the pod tape on Radus Live.
Felicidades, Radus. Por tu episodio número
100. Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, Charity, Miss Trap Queen 517, and you're listening to the pod tape on Radis Live.
Mabruk ala Radis ala 100 episode.
This is Elizabeth.
Felicidades, Radis, and tu podcast, Radis Live. Por el episodio número 100. Felicidades.
That's what's popping. So reflecting on my journey as a podcaster over these 3 years, some of the most memorable episodes and feedback. So I received the most feedback from the sex tape episode, the traditionalist episode featuring Miss Bernadine Rudeau, formerly of McCoy Barber School, Bad Business, and the Hey Ra Ra series, which has only been 2 episodes, but I plan to bring y'all more. So basically, the traditionalist was with Miss Bernadine Rudeau, which is my barber instructor. You know, she's real. Go back and check out the traditionalist. It's a dope episode. I got a lot of feedback from that from people in the barber community. This is when I initially started doing reels and stuff like that to broaden my fan base and help the podcast grow. Then another episode that got a lot of feedback was the sex tape episode. So for those who don't know, somebody that I dated in the past threatened to put out and or release a sex tape. They was trying to blackmail me or bribe me for money, or they was going to release the sex tape. So I said, hey, go ahead and do it, you know. I ain't playing no bribe games, but I got a lot of feedback from that. In a Bad Business episode. So basically, the Bad Business episode is about me as a shop owner and my partner basically, you know, making or helping the business plummet, the pitfalls of being a shop owner when you got a bad business partner. and the shenanigans that he was doing while doing a partnership and doing a business prior to me finding out, you know, the true nature of him as a professional, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all go check that out. Some of my favorite interviews. Miss B, which is Miss Bernadine Rudeau. Shan B. Potten from Cozy Room Podcast and She Gets It Podcast. I'm a fan of her work because she's been doing this thing a long, long time. And it just was an honor, you know, having her on the show. Comedian B. Cole, you know, he was one of my earlier interviews in my first season. So I picked somebody from the first season, the second year, and the third year. So Shan B. Potten, Miss B, B. Cole. And other interviews that I like, 12 Cal, Rome for Wild 100 Clothing, which was on the Black Wall Street episode, and also Tiffany Yvette. That episode was pretty dope too. I like all my interviews. I don't hardly do a lot, but when I do, I just try to make them significant and meaningful. So, during my podcasting journey, I had a lot of, you know, bad experiences and challenges. Most of all, it was like the technical aspect. I was having issues on how to record guests. And then somebody put me up on Zoom. Shout out to them. I don't know who exactly it was, but no, I think it was Big Smash from Bet the House who put me up on using Zoom to do interviews. You can have more than one person on the show with the Zoom. And it also saves the audio and video of the episode. So you could put it on YouTube. You could put it on your website. You could chop it up to promote reels and stuff like that. So shout out to Big Smash. So yeah, that was one of my early problems, like how to record a guest. I was doing it trying to do it on a phone with my interface. People was calling. It just was a travesty. I was like, man, why is this stuff so hard? And then also reaching out to people for information. It's like, you know, people who I looked up to and admired and expected them to reciprocate certain things regarding this podcasting, you know, with them being a podcaster, you know, it wasn't reciprocated back, but it's all good. And some of the other challenges that I had is I thought that somebody was stealing my content. And, you know, shout out to the OGs in the podcasting game. Shan B. Potten, King Jerm from Pod Saved Our Marriage, Uncle Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast. You know, they sat me down and told me, like, look, once you put it out there, it's out there. You know, when you deliver it, you deliver it. Nobody can't deliver it how you did it. And then sometimes you could just listen to a show and subconsciously, you know, be absorbing it, you know? So all at a time, it might not be like somebody stealing from you, so I gained a lot of maturity in this podcasting. I ain't big on riffs or beefs or gossip or talking about nobody on my show or telling anybody business or anything like that. I ain't too much big on that. You know what I mean? So The shout outs that you heard on the show was from listeners over the 3 years, like my podcast peers that I respect highly, King Jern, Shambi Potten, Uncle Dolomite, and the list goes on and on. Some of them was from listeners. So a lot of the voice messages that I got, and I can't forget my man Harrison from the A More Than 92 podcast. His show is so dope. Y'all go check that out. And, you know, I just wanted to compile all of the voice messages because they mean so much to me. I know this is only my third year. It ain't like a 200th episode or whatever, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. So another thing is like I be getting emails from the listeners and they be responding on shows and they be commenting and saying what they have to say. And I want to appreciate that. But two that really stood out to me was one from the Bad Business episode. They was asking me how could I deal with my partner in the barber shop that long. But here's the thing. It was money involved. It was a lot of equity involved in that business. And I just couldn't let it go down. But the inevitable happened. But, you know, you got to think things through clearly. You can't think things through emotionally, or, you know, things could turn out a lot worse. Let me see. Somebody asked me, was I single? And I thought that I mentioned that, you know, I'm married and I got a wife on here, but a lot of people, you know, they be hitting me up asking me if I'm single. No, I'm not single. Once upon a time in America, though, I was, but I'm not now. Let me see what else. There's one other thing. Oh, the Scouts Honor episode. Somebody hit me up and was like, you know, I was trying to finesse my pops on that bonus episode. And that's probably why, you know, the guys stole my bike and I got it back, you know, as a lesson. So, you know, they hit me in regards to that, and that was pretty cool. But I'll be getting a lot of messages. Let me see. What else? Yeah, so for those who don't know, the podcast has over 550,000 streams. And you know, I couldn't have that many streams without the listeners. I'm grateful. I'm humble. Gratitude. I got listenership in all over the world, and I'm thankful for that. I never expected the podcast to grow this big. The podcast has definitely been helping with the music. I appreciate everybody who bought my book, White Lines. A lot of the listeners on the podcast, they bought the autographed copy, and a lot of people, they went to Amazon and got the book, and I'm thankful for that. Long as y'all got it, y'all people showed they support, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So now, you know, I'm just going to talk about what goes into the production process of the show. So, basically, I try to draw from past experiences in my life. Anything regarding music, anything regarding music business, anything regarding entrepreneurship, urban culture, anything that's relative to this podcast, I want to try to convey some type of lesson or a message to the audience. You know what I mean? And let me just go back to the feedback. Shout out to Uncle Dolomite. You know, he told me flat out that he really liked the episodes with me by myself. You know, he don't really be messing with the interviews too tough, but that was probably doing like me coming up on 2 years. But since, you know, that was some real feedback that I got from somebody that I respect. So, let me see. Behind the scenes. So, behind the scenes, sometimes when I'm recording an episode, you know, me and my wife, we so tight, she'll just come in and say, hey, this, that, and the other. You know, communication is important. And when I do these episodes, is like albums, but you getting it more frequently. So I say albums or songs. I've gotten into the hang of doing these episodes. So what I try to do behind the scenes is stay ahead. And my main tool that I use is a calendar. So as far as teamwork, you know, I'm a solo podcaster. What I try to do is if I have somebody on a show or I want to have somebody on here, I'll reach out to them way in advance, set up a date to get the episode done, lock it in my calendar, and get it popping. And another thing that I also do is, like, me and my wife, we're a team. I let her listen to some of the episodes just to get her feedback, to see what she think about it. She's been featured on a podcast. Vacation is one of the episodes that she was on. That got a lot of feedback as well. I know that I'm kind of bouncing all over the place, but when I say teamwork and dedication is, you know, I don't want to let anything regarding this podcast fall by the waistline. I don't want to make no content just for numbers or clickbait or anything like that. I want to make the best episode possible. If you notice, I've been doing a pod tape to showcase some of my peers because I am a genuine fan. And like the podcast that I listen to, I think you, the listeners, should check them out so y'all can see what's my motivation, what inspires me. So teamwork in a relationship, having, you know, consideration for anything that my wife got planned, her, you know, allocating the time for me to get this done for you, the listeners, that's important. So that's pretty much what goes on behind the scenes as far as the production process. You know, my What's Poppin's segment is usually some type of motivation. I usually try to narrow it down to 10 things. It's one of the most well-received segments. And also the What's Poppin' Artist of the Day, especially when I have independent artists. A lot of people, you know, they hit me up and ask me, who is that? You know, why you play that artist, et cetera, et cetera. So I played all the guests. And, you know, this year, you know, I've been doing the pod series. I'm winding down with that. I'll be back with the pod tape series, episode 5, next week. It's been well received. And I appreciate everybody who took the time and put their ego aside to even work with me, so they show could be featured on my podcast. I want to thank everybody who been on the pod tape so far. So that's J.I. from West Virginia on Commonplace, Ashley Janae from Inspiring Discussions, my homegirl Max from the Wolf Pussy Monologues, 8 More Than 92 Podcast, Pun Saved Our Marriage, The Cognac Room, Lost Speaks Podcast, The Cool Out Corner, one of the funniest podcasts that is, and last but not least, and currently, Mind Triggers. Man, Mind Triggers is so funny. I love they show. Y'all check that out. Bet the House. Y'all check out Bet the House too. I appreciate them. So this year, the last three podcasters that y'all can expect to be on the pod tape is Uncle Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast, my homegirl Shan from She Gets It podcast, and the Cozy Room podcast. Y'all follow her at shanbpodden.com. And BTG for President, Baylor. Oh, and shout out to 12 Cal. 12 Cal did his thing on the pod tape too. He did his thing as well. Shout out to 12 Cal. How could I forget 12 Cal? So, I made the transition from seasons to episodes. And I made that transition so I could cover more ground. So, during a season, you know, I was kind of honed in. So, I did receive a message from one of the listeners. He was like, man, how your show going to be Riders Live and you never interviewing nobody? This is not an interview podcast. You know, I try to have people on here to kick it with. I just try to bring it to y'all live and full effect. And for those who don't know, I did insert a season in this year, which was season 6. And I had 15 episodes with guests. Shout out to all the guests. Cadiz, Max from the Wolf Pussy Monologues. I want to thank Ashley Janae for coming through. I want to thank Moet Mo. I want to thank Goddess to a Demon. I want to thank Uncle Dolomite. I want to thank 12 Cal for coming through and being a part of the season. Who else? Let me see. CEO 5000. He was a part of it. Tiffany Yvette was a part of it. Shout out to everybody. Let me see. I'm forgetting somebody. Let me see. Oh, shout out to Meet the Tylers. You know, I had a husband on here. He a hip-hop artist. And he get down. And he's actually the cousin of Tupac Shakur, Smoke Troublesome. Y'all go check out his music. But yeah, so, and I had bonuses in between too. So also I want to shout out Moet Mo too. She was a part of the season. Y'all go ahead and check out season 6. It's pretty dope. And if you've been following the podcast, y'all already know how I'm bringing it on the show. I ain't tooting my own horn, but I just want to say thank y'all. The listeners, everybody that I collaborated with, y'all the ones who made an impact on Riders Live. The season, the fans, everybody. So, what I want y'all to do is, wait, First of all, I'm going to bring everybody up to speed. Let me put my foot on a brake. Let me pump my brakes. So, I've been real busy. I was trying not to talk about the music, but if you follow me on IG or Facebook, I've been collaborating with a lot of artists. So, I got the Life's a Bitch song and video out with Pape G. Y'all go ahead and check that out on YouTube. I'm on Charismatic's Nostalgic Project. Y'all check that out. The name of the song is called Some Kind of Change. My video for my book, White Lines, I'm shooting it December 16th. December 16th. So at the time of this recording, the day after this episode, me and the guys, we're going to be getting it in, the White Line single. It's produced by Ben Malik, featuring myself, Pape G, Crux, and Hollis Rock. So, you know, I don't really want to talk about the music, but what y'all can expect from the podcast, I'm going to have a few guests early on in the year. I'm going to try to have maybe 12 guests for the year, but we'll see what happens with bonus episodes and things of that nature. And, you know, if y'all have any input for me or any future topics, or if anybody you want on a show with me, y'all can email me at bookingrodis@gmail.com and I'll make something happen. You know what I'm saying? You can expect some Q&A episodes coming up because I've been getting a lot of mail from the pod tape. I'm going to do a season recap. Y'all could probably expect that, but more than anything, this is mainly the season recap right here because I want to celebrate it. So that's why I'm doing this. So I want y'all to keep being the great listeners that y'all are. Keep providing great feedback. Hold me accountable. You know, I want to thank y'all for listening to the show. This show wouldn't be what it is without y'all. And man, I got some topics and episodes for y'all coming up in 2024. So, next week, we're going to close it out with the Pod Tape 5. There will be more pod tapes. You probably won't get them as frequently as I've been doing now. You'll probably get maybe like one every quarter because I don't want to wear the pod tape out. And I'm sure it's going to be some new podcasts that I discover and I want to put y'all in tune with. It's all about, you know, networking and helping other people. Your network is your net worth. So I want y'all to keep listening. Go buy some merch from www.RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Keep following me at Linktree/Riders and listening on my website, www.RidersOnline.net. It's a podcast section on my site. And man, I couldn't do nothing without y'all. Just like with the music. You know, without the fans. I'm none without the listeners. I'm none without the listeners. So hit me up. It's been 3 years at the Riders Live Podcast. I couldn't do it without y'all. I appreciate every listener, everybody who's been following the show. Like, share, subscribe, leave a comment.